The only statewide race in the upcoming federal primary in New York State is the contest to see who will take on U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand in the November election. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, even the state's top Republican doesn't offer any clues who's going to win.
With respect to United States Senate, we have three candidates, and I can't tell you which one's going to win.
GOP Party Chair Ed Cox says each of the candidates, New York City lawyer Wendy Long, Nassau County Comptroller George Maragos, and Congressman Bob Turner, brings something very different to the table, and he'll be happy with whomever wins. After that, the campaign for Senate can begin, and Cox believes this earlier-than-usual primary date will ultimately be good for the GOP.
You have 4 months to the general election, and that's what makes a difference. Rather than having a September primary, as we normally do with only a few weeks, to the here we've got 4 months to the general election. So having a June 26 primary has made a difference.
Cox says he's not worried about recent polls that show Gillibrand with a more than 2-1 lead over any of the possible Republican candidates. There are also primaries June 26th in some congressional districts across the state. Probably the most high-profile race is in Harlem, where longtime Congressman Charles Rangel faces four challengers. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.